Well, Doug Mogensen is our guest with this morning's School Spotlight for OABCIG, and you have one day under your belt and one more to go for parent-teacher conferences. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
That's great. We had a good turnout last night, Monday, for conferences. We do have conferences again tonight from 4 to 7:30. It's always a great time. An important time to have that face-to-face conversation with parents and teachers. It opens up a good dialogue between the two, talking about students and about children. And I know I like to go and listen about my own son and daughter and about the things that they're doing well, things that I can help them on, just as we build that communication. I think there's probably three important components with the conferences, and the first one, building that partnership between parents and the school. We always are trying to do the best we can, and I think having people come in, parents come in and talk to our teachers, it's a great way to do that. Helps us gather information as parents are gathering information on how students are doing in school. So it's just kind of that exchange of information that's really important. And sometimes with that information, we have to develop a plan. And it could be, I know at home, I've had to go, okay, here's the plan for my daughter because of, you know, what I've heard from the teachers. And sometimes it's here at school. Teachers are going to have to develop a plan, too, to help. So really important to get out and come out and see our teachers and have those conversations at conferences. We also have a book fair going on, so invite parents when they come out to visit our book fair. It's our the Scholastic fair, and there's a lot of not just books to get. You can buy little trinkets too, pens and pencils and such. So that's a good fundraiser too for us.
Yeah. You were talking about the connection between parent and teachers. I know you have a parent-teacher group that's kind of helping out in a very nice way during your conference time.
Yeah, they do a great job. This year, they supplying some dinner food for our teachers because, again, it's 4 to 7. Our teachers don't always have a break. So they're bringing in, I think it's a potato bar tonight, and teachers can come in and get something to eat because, like I said, this parent-teacher group, they're here to help and really they do a nice job. And a couple of people who've kind of organized that is Angie Quirk and Kathy Johnson. There's a number of other parents, too, that are helping out. So we really like that. And I want to, say thank you to them for that support and providing those meals for the teachers. It's really a nice thing. So, and they're always looking for volunteers, too.
Okay.
And so, yeah, anyone can look at our website and find our parent-teacher community partnership information and become a member. It's open to just about anyone.
Okay. And lastly, before I let you go, give us an update with school now with Easter weekend, days off and so forth.
Yeah. This Friday, no school, and we have an extended break, and that includes Monday and Tuesday of next week. So no school Friday, Monday and Tuesday, and then we have a number of days that we're going to be in session after that.
Okay. So. Yeah, we're hitting the home stretch, aren't we?
Exactly, and I cannot believe how fast this year has gone by.
Hey, Doug, thanks much for the time and the information. You have a great day.
Hey, you too, and thank you.
You're welcome. Doug Mogensen representing OABCIG with our Spotlight program right here on Mix 101.7.